This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March 3rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 5. It says there, "Even when we were dead because of our sins, He made us alive by what Jesus Christ did for us." End of quote. We discussed yesterday that spiritual growth has a beginning point, don't we? We will get a little bit more details around that concept. Bible says in Ephesians 2, the condition of all people before spiritual life divinely sprouts in them. It says in Ephesians 2 that we were all dead in our transgressions and sins. It was not the Holy Spirit, but it was the Spirit of the one who is at work who was inside us. As a result, we were disobedient, gratifying the cravings of the flesh, following its desires and thoughts. On top of that, we followed the ways of this world. We followed the ways of the ruler of the kingdom of the air. The spirit of whom is at work and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, both are referring to the spirit of the devil and his demons. However, beloved, the passage in chapter 2 says, because of God's great love for us, because He was rich in mercy, we got the opportunity to hear the wonderful loving message about the love and mercy of God, the gospel or the good news. In short, you heard the word of God that assures God loves you. He is merciful to you. You heard God gave His only begotten Son for your sake, and He paid for all of your sins and shortcomings to bridge the gap between you and God. And you heard the invitation to accept and come to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, salvation, and eternal life. When you accepted God's invitation by taking Jesus as your Savior, the Bible says God made you alive with Christ, even though you were dead in your transgressions and sins in the past. You see, God breathed new life into your dead spirit, and you became spiritually alive toward Him. You see, you were dead spiritually. Now, because of your acceptance of Jesus Christ, God made you spiritually alive. You are made alive spiritually because the Holy Spirit of God began to live inside you at the moment of your acceptance of Jesus. Ephesians 1:13 says this. It says, "And in Him," referring to Jesus, "having heard and believed the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit," end of quote. God's Holy Spirit is a free gift upon the profession of your faith in Jesus Christ. You see, you were dead to God, His love, forgiveness, and salvation. Now you are alive to God and received His love, mercy, forgiveness, salvation, eternal life, and His Holy Spirit. This is the point of spiritual rebirth. Then begins the spiritual growth. Spiritually dead before and now spiritually alive. The spiritual growth is possible now because you have the Holy Spirit inside you upon your acceptance of Jesus Christ. Bible called this in another term. It says you are born again into God's family. You started growing when you first born in your mother's womb. Now you are born again by the wonder-working grace, mercy, and forgiveness of God because you accepted His Son, Jesus, who died and paid for your sins. And as a result, God gave you the Holy Spirit to facilitate spiritual growth in you. Spiritual growth means growing in the knowledge of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. God gave you two instruments to facilitate the spiritual growth for you. First one, the Word of God, the Bible, and then secondly, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus called the disciples, they did not understand all the details. Jesus called and they simply decided to follow Him with very limited knowledge and awareness. This was true about all spiritual giants. They just accepted the call of Jesus Christ. Jesus still calls, and when you take that small step of faith and accept Him as your Savior and Lord from your sincere heart, He takes and seals your decision for eternity and starts building spiritual growth on it. In a matter of months, years, you are on your way to spiritual growth, and God would use you in ways that you would never imagine or fathom in your wildest dreams for His glory. Now, if you are already a believer in Jesus for some time or even a long time, Do not get disappointed. As long as you live, you can jumpstart spiritual growth. If you are a retiree, you can jumpstart your spiritual growth in your golden years. It is never too late to grow spiritually until you die physically. However, you are not dead yet. It means you can attain spiritual growth the way the Lord intended. You pray to God. As you pray, God would help you to develop a plan by which you can grow spiritually. The plan involves His Word, His Holy Spirit, and some time. One way to look at spiritual growth is growing in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. The more you grow, the more you become like Jesus Christ, His Son, in grace and truth. You see, you would become a champion of grace and truth like Jesus was. It is an amazing call to become more like Jesus. It is a big privilege. It is a heavenly calling because don't you know the world thirsts for grace and truth? Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for your word that said, I am dead toward the living God. I am dead until you make me alive by my faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. I believe your Son, Jesus, died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins. Lord, please forgive me now. Save me and grant me your Holy Spirit who would guide, teach, help, and lead me to grow spiritually. Lord, help me to study your word, the Bible. Lord, help me to lean on the Holy Spirit every day. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.